Tonight's shir, Mishnah Soferim, Ois Kuf through Tuf, and actually at the very end, the Mishnah Brewer has a few lines on Muk of Kevil. Tsuras Ois Kuf. How do you make the letter Kuf? Ois Kuf Yegage Shava. The letter Kuf, the top, should be a flat line. V'tag katan tzarech liyos agaga b'tzad smol al panel chatchila. L'chatchila, there should be a small tag on the left upper corner. V'yasa ha-kotzdak, and it should be a very small spike. K'dei shlo yikalkel b'zeh t'munas ha-kuf. We don't want it to alter the appearance of the kuf. You don't want it to end up looking like a lamed because it comes up at least partially and then has that spike going up. Now, the way he describes this kutz, there's a tag and there's a kutz. It sounds like he's referring to more like a tag. When we do the letter kuf, if the sefer is careful, there's both. There's a tag, a single tag going up the same way we have on a bez and a dalet. But there's also a kites at the very left corner, a little spike pointing out towards the next letter. So that's how I simply understand the Mishnah Sofer. Make sure there's a spike leading out a little bit upper left corner. But the tag will also go upright from the kuf. Ubisefer Maise Rokeach, Kosov Dimitam Ze, Yatika Tag Mikseha Gag Ein Sham. The Sefer Maise Rokeach says, for this reason, that we're afraid it should look like a lamed, pull it off the edge. So the tag that actually stands up like a makel is off the edge. It's not on the left corner. But there is a little spike sticking out from the left corner as well. V'yirecha ha'yamonis tzorech lios lamata kafuf heitev l'tzad regel smol k'motzuras chof. Now, the yerech on the right side, the body of the right side of the kuf, has to curve the same way the letter chaf kafufa would curve, like a regular chaf. The kuf also has that curve on the right side. Ach shetiyah ketsara harbe minigag. But there's a difference, because when you write the letter chaf kafufa, we want the top and the bottom to be the same lengths. When you make the letter kuf, we want the bottom to end way short of the top. You come around the right side, and then you stop. And there's an important reason for this. The reason is because you have a leg hanging on the left side. For regal hasmolis tuluya ba, there is a leg on the left side of the kuf suspended in the ice. V'kitsuras nun pshuta, and it should look basically like a nun sofis. Achsha kitsar ma'at, but it's a little shorter. V'alken tiyeh rosha ov. Its top should be thick, umismayet v'holech kamo benun, and then it tapers down the way a nun would. V'lo yachikenu l'chadchila min agag, yoyser me'oyvi hagag. Now, you shouldn't distance it from the roof of the kuf more than the thickness of the top. The top of a kuf is thick one kulmus. So basically, you have the kulmus of the top of the kuf, then a kulmus blank, and then you start the hanging leg of the kuf. V'yesh l'chadchil l'mshoch regel smol hatluya balachs and kasas asad yamin. Now, l'chadchila, this left leg is hanging down. It should be leaning a little bit to the right. U'ma'od yizahir shlo yiga haregel l'hagag. Be exceedingly careful that this hanging leg does not touch the top of the kuf. Oli yirecho shabetzido, nor should it touch the side of the body on the side of the leg that's of the kuf, the body of the kuf itself. V'aflo yisamucha gal chachil nechachil. Don't even make it close to the top of the kuf. Elihei beino lebein agag chalok kol kach. It should be far enough from the top. B'chteisha odem beinu yakirenu heitev, that an average person could clearly notice the space. Me'al sefer Torah, when he's looking at a sefer Torah, shall gabi bima on the bima k'shukor b'ni lein spit. There should be no question in the mind when you look down on the bima on the shulchan that there's a space there. For lo yiyeh haregel neged emtsa hagag. Now this leg should not be in the center of the top of the kuf. It shouldn't be centered. elabisofo. It should really be over on the left side, but sad small, on the left of the letter. Vimnoga haregel bigago, if this leg did in fact touch the top, vodin biyerechosh b'tzido, or if it touched the body of the chof on the side, osha asa haregel be'emtza hagag, or if this leg is hanging in the center, not on the left, hakol dino kmo be'osei, it's exactly like the halach of the letter hey, ukmo v'osham le'el be'osei, like we explained letter hey. So there's a difference. If it touches the top or it touches the yerech on the side, it's possible. If it's hanging in the center, we prefer it at the edge, but it won't be possible if it's in the center. If this leg on the left is only the size of a yud, from the point of the bottom of the kuf, where the kuf curves on the bottom, beneath that, the leg extends only the amount of a yud, kasha b'diavad, b'diavad is kasha. Kay nearly kavanas pimagadim. I understand this in the pimagadim. Eshakasal in the kuf bediva maskel. Kaimalon nikav regal hey. Vechulu kuf reish vechulu. Pimagadim discusses this when it mentions kuf, discussing the hey and the kuf together. Umasha siyem and the conclusion. Imnisham yechayamin mishum achrinin akad. When he says if it's left on the right side, he's not referring to this. He's referring to the other oisius. So the letter kuf, it kind of looks like a nun sofis, except the nun sofis has tagin. And this does not have tagin. And therefore, he never calls it like a zayin, because there's no tagin on the leg hanging in the kuf. As far as the length of the leg, it's brought down to be 3.5 komas. A zayin is 3 komas. So this is more than that. It's like 3.5 komas in length. What if this hanging leg didn't look like a Zion or a Nun Sofis, rather like a Vav? The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this. What if it looks like a Vav? So the notes on the side bring that it's not Ma'akev. And they go on to say from many poskim that even if there is no top at all and it's just a straight line down, it's also good. And it's very significant because the Mishnah Berurah in every case until now kept telling us if instead of a Zion, it looks like a thick line, puzzle. And in this Ois, he never said that. He never said that over here. So in the notes on the side, he brings many poskim who say that taka by a kuf, it's different. The hanging leg could just be a straight line. It's also kosher. Without the appearance of the Zion or even evolved, without a head, just a straight line. This is different than the other Oisius that we said is Ma'akiv, to have that head on top.
How about the other part looked like a race?
The Bir Halocha tells us, he quotes a Sefer Beis Aaron, B'Shem Radvaz, that the way a kuf looks is a resh and a nun, not a chaf and a nun. The Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Zerif is telling us it's like a chaf and a nun, so it curves around a little, but the base doesn't go as far as the top. The Bir Halocha says there are poskim say it's actually a resh. So the Mishnah Berurah feels l'chatchila it should be more like a chaf, it should curve in. But l'maisa, if it's just a resh and a line going down, it would be kosher, because there are those who hold the l'chatchila that's how it's supposed to be. Suras ois resh. How to make the letter resh? Ois resh gaga shov l'chatchila. The top of the resh should be a straight line. Now, when you get to the right corner, it's got a curve. Because you don't want it to look like a dalet. If you square it off, it looks like a dalet. Vim nearest kadalet, it looks like a dalet. Psula, it's no good. Vim sofik, if you're not sure if it's curved enough, is it a resh, is it a dalet? Marin latinik, show it to a child. Vierecha yer kotsar, its leg is short. We don't want it to look like a chaf sofis. So we don't want it to be more than 3 komas. Vegaga orka orich beis, its top should be as long as a beis would be, which is also 3 komas. Kadesh otid melavav, we don't want it to look like a vav. So it should be 3 komas across the top and 2 more komas down the side, so it's a 3x3 ice. Ubidi avid, emir safik malatina kanaf. You're not sure If it looks like a vav or a resh, you'll show it to a child. V'masa regel ha-resh katsa k'mo yud. Let's say the leg of the resh is very short, like a yud. Dai b'zeh b'dievet, the b'dievet is good enough, pima gadim. V'ayin l'kaman b'sof os tough. Look what you write at the end of the letter, tough. Tsuras ois shin. How do you make the letter shin? Ois shin yesh lo shlosha roshim. The letter shin has three heads. Rosha ha-rishon im yorech ha-nimshach im menuhu ke'en vav. The very first, on the most right side, is essentially like a vav. Upaner kal b'mal k'tzasen should be leaning upwards. V'arosh ha-sheni, the second one, yiyya ke'en yud, is like a yud. Upaner gam ken k'tzas kal b'mal, and it should also be facing upward. V'oikitz katan ole l'chadchila, and l'chadchila, its upper left corner, should have an oikitz sticking up. Even though the first leg, the vav of the shin, does not have this oikitz, the middle letter should have a spike going up in the corner. Verosha shlishi sarach lasos tmuna zayin. The third head of the shin, the most left, should be like a zayin. Ushosha tagin alav, with its three tagin above. V'chein kol oisos shatnez gates. This is what we say by all the letters shatnez gates. Roshim hasmoli hu kazayin. The leftmost top should be like a zayin. V'zaher shlo yigo roshim zubazu. Be very careful that the three heads do not touch each other. Harosha smoli hazeh yelechatchila yirecho mamash mamida. Ideally, when you make the third leg, the most left leg, the zayin, it should be straight. It should be standing straight upright, not leaning in any direction. Ve'yamshich elav hayorech min harosha rishon b'shipur lamat al mokim chudo. Then you take the first head, the vav, and you lean that, and the bottom comes to the point where the zayin of the last leg stands. V'yireach harosh hasheni, then when you do the center, the yud, gam ken yamshich b'shipur l'tzad smol l'mata, should also be leaning to the left below, ad shiyu ha-shlosh ha-roshim b'chubom l'mata b'mokam echad, and then all of these three, the vav, the yud, and the zayin, are all connected at the same spot. V'm ha-yud hem tzai lo noga b'shaler, if the center yud does not touch the bottom, mavor dina b'sil l'abeis ha-chafei, we discussed this before, tzal l'abeis ha-yin sham, that you could fix it afterwards if it has the tsuris shin, it looks like a shin, and you could fix it after it's possible, but it can be fixed, and it's not a problem of shalok ha-sidr. V'lo yiyah moshev ha-shin rachav. Now the base of the shin should not be wide. V'lo ogol, and it shouldn't be round. El achad. It should come to a point. V'az yiyah kol ha-gimel roshim oim d'lamata al-regel echad. So all three heads are essentially standing on one leg, kekuf v'reish, the same as the kuf and the resh. The Gemara describes that the letters of sheker all come to one leg. If you made the base wide, nisha pimigodin tzarachin, pimigodin blives tzarachin. So those who have a minig to make a flat base for the shin, they angle it down and it comes to a point as well. And that's considered, that's the regel echad. The bottom left corner of that base is the regel echad. If in a sefer teret tefillah mezuzas, the sefer put four heads on the shin, psula, it's no good, and it doesn't resemble a shin at all. For lo dai begrius rosh achas, it's not sufficient to scrape off one head. That's extra. Havichok tuchos, that's no good. You're just scraping away. Al tzerach levat lo yisashim, you have to take the whole os off and redo. Or tefillah mezuzas a kosel achra, and if it was tefillah mezuzas and you're it afterwards, ein moil tikun, you can't fix it. Davi shlo kesidun is considered shlo kesidun. He quotes a number of achronim. Imeish hefsik be'ezim eharoshim, if there's a break that it's not connected, mevor dinu le'el b'sim la'beis sefchafei, we discussed this before, it's on la'beis, im nogu ezim eharoshim yosim mekom dibukam. What if the heads don't appear to be heads because it's too much ink? Tehayna she'in nikar harosh al-kav shav, it doesn't look like a head. It looks like a thick line. This is the case we had until now. You filled in the ink till it's a thick line and you don't see a head on top. Puzzle. Vein tinik mo b'zeh, it doesn't help that a child says it's a shin. Im nogu harashim zeh b'zeh afilu kichut ha-sa'ara. Puzzle. If the heads of the shin touch each other, even the slightest of a hair, it's puzzle. In Tikkun, as far as fixing it is concerned, I'm a sefer Mishnah Savon. If you look at Mishnah Savon, Shekosev deroiva poskim seifim demahani b'zeh greir. Most poskim hold that you can scrape away the attached part. We don't say that the tzura, the shape changed by this, and therefore there's no problem shlo kesidron. The only problem is that there's no parchment around it, either in that spot because they were touching. Therefore, you could scrape it off afterwards. For the near, it appears to me, there are many poskim who are strict. One should not be lenient. Rock with tefillin mezuzas, only when it comes to tefillin mezuzas. And because of achrov, if you write after lo mahani b'shalok kesidron, there there's a problem shalok kesidron. There we would be mekel. Mashenkin b'sefer Torah, when it's supposed to sefer Torah, tzarich levat mitzvus ois, which means you should scrape off the whole ice. So in tefillin mezuzas, you can't scrape off the whole ice. You do that, then you have shalok kesidron. So you just scrape off where it's attached. But if it's a sefer Torah, he feels the best thing would be to scrape off the whole ice and then redo it. What if the middle leg is attached to the last leg? It's not attached to the base, but you go to the Zion and hook it to the Zion. So he brings the Shaila in the notes, and he quotes the Das Kedosh, and that's kosher. That even if the middle leg is not touching the bottom, but it's connected to the side, he would say it's okay. Suras Ois Tuf, the letter Tuf. Ois Tuf, Yegago imregel yamin kmodalid, the right leg and top should look exactly like a dalid. Vereged smoloi, the left leg, yesha oisim besochatov kein vav hafucho. Some make it like an upside down vav. Yesha oisim kein dalid katan hafucho. Some do it like an upside down dalid. So basically, the left leg that has an extension coming out of it, is it the extension, the length of a vav, or is it like a dalet? V'kalmokam shaloch v'feres b'yodecho, anytime the halacha is not clear to you, halochach ha-minig yifal ha-minig. V'kozal ha-chachin, this is l'chadchila. V'reged smol yagia l'mala, the left leg has to reach all the way to the top, ki kol ha-oisu shleim ha-skuf echad, because the oisus are all connected, except for the hay and the kuf. V'regel yamin yekotzer, the right leg of the taf should be short. Shem yara, because if you make it long, shema tidmo tinik l'chok lo tapesh lepei pshuta. A child who's not too smart, not too stupid, might mistake this taf for a pei sophis. So you can't allow the right leg to go down more than the ordinary two kolmis besides the head, which is one. V'yamshich l'haregel b'soch hataf. The left leg should not begin flush with the left corner of the top, but rather you should pull it in. Pull it into the ice, because you want the bottom of the left leg, which protrudes to the left, that should be on the same level or the same point as the top of the ice. For though boil it so for regular flush, we don't want the end of the bottom left leg sticking out. Because you want to put the next letter and it should line up top and bottom next to it. And if that bottom leg sticks out too far, you're pushing the next os off. You see a big space between the osius. So we want the bottom left leg that sticks out to stop where the top of the tuf stops. Similarly, the top shouldn't go way beyond the left leg. And if it comes out that they did extend the top beyond the left leg, and it looks like the left leg's in the center, Dina commotion is parallel. But say this is like we talked about. I say you could scrape off the excess to move it back. What happens if the left leg was short, short like a small yud in the tuf? So some say it looks exactly like a pei. The way he describes it sounds like you twisted it the wrong direction. You, instead of the leg sticking out, it sticks in, and it's short. So now you have a problem because it looks like a pei pshuto, a pei sophis, upsulim, it's no good. Even if the top is twice the length of the leg, the pei pshuta ain't shear the ragla. It doesn't make a difference because we don't have a shear for the pei sophis for its leg. Ragla chav pshuta yeshear the ragla and kagag. We say by a chav sophis that the leg should descend twice the width of the top. So tidmal reish lo dal. You don't want the top to look like a reish or a dal. That's why we want a shorter top by the chafsofis. What if you make a straight line down for the tuf? The left leg is a straight line. There's nothing sticking out at the bottom. Look back in Simlan Beis, in the end of Sif Yud Ches, Mishnah Berurah Sham Sif Kan Sadi Aleph, it is totally possible. It kind of looks like a ches, basically. Totally possible, and you have a parashal kesidron also, if it's tefillin mezuzos. In regular yamini shel tuf nifsak, if there's a break in the ink of the right leg of a tuf, the aimbo rakimul yud, so now only has the height of a yud beneath the top, kosher, that's good enough. Kain kosher pimagodim epsicha, pimagodim writes in his introduction, mashal kosher, when he writes, it seems to me the same is true for other letters. Ayin Sham, look over there. Lufiz, according to this, Hu adinam chatchila lo asar kam lo yud, kosher kwal in hei. That if you just have the length of a yud, it should be kosher the same way we say by the letter hey. V'ayin ber locha simul abeze in hey. Look in the ber locha concerning the letter hey. Shabianu Sham, we explain there, dim her'ein lo tinik v'tinik lo kor lo ois. If you show it to a child and the child doesn't recognize it at all, Tzorach iyum b'zeh, it's not clear what the halach is. Kol ois she'esh b'sofik, she'me'ein b'kashir hara'ui b'inyin she'i p'sula. Any letter that we're not sure if it has the proper dimension, the proper size to make it kosher, or it's too small, it's possible. O shema, ein suras oleh b'inyin she'i p'sula, or maybe it doesn't look the way it should look, and therefore it's possible. Ma'arin l'tinuk she'enu l'chakim l'tipesh, that's when we show it to a child who's not too smart, not too stupid. V'mi yadeh l'kores k'hilchasa, Kesheva ve'ein tzarech tikun. If he can read it properly, it is kosher, and we don't fix it. Al miyudu alanu she'ein ois kechasav. But if we know this ois is not proper, afilu im hakilkul hazanas al achak siva, even if the damage occurred after it was written, ein kriyas hatinik mo'el, it will not help for the child to read it. K'moshin esbar b'simlan beis. If the sign we clarify this is simlan beis, ayin sham b'sifchafei beis damol tikun. In the sifchafei we said when you can fix it. If there is a break in the ordinary letters, that there's no turn to them, they're not kafufos. Could go involved the nun, like a vav or a nun pshuta. The nun pshuta is the nun sofis, ukadoima or similar. Sheish hefsik ba'orich os, and there's a break in the length of the letter. So this would be a zayin, or he just mentioned a vav, a zayin, a nun sofis. Tzarech laharos atinik show to a child. Tzarech lachasas lomasha lamata. You should cover over what's beneath the break. And certainly if the ink is gone and all you have is this rust-colored residue on the parchment, the everyone agrees you have to cover that up as well. Because the child looking at it will think that's part of the ois and will read it properly. You have to. That doesn't count for the, there's no ink there. So you have to cover that up. So you cover over beneath the break, you cover over the rust color at the bottom. If you look at the bottom of the page, a few rules about surrounding with parchment from the Pimagodim. When you write Oisius and say Vetered Filim Mezuzos, there has to be parchment on all sides. Even the kutz of the left side of the yud should be surrounded by parchment. Min Atayra Midirayis Dechsev, because the pasuk is Uchasavtam Kesiva Tama, a complete writing. And it has to be surrounded by parchment on the inside of the ois as well. So the ois, one ois can't touch another, and the ois can't touch itself. One has to be machmir that even if it's on one side internally, if it's not mukav gevil, it's possible the way it would be on the outside, not like the taz was making. This is when you start to write. But if after it was written properly, nikav, the parchment was punctured, so now next to the ink there's an airspace. Or maybe it was eaten away by mice or worms, and now there's airspace next to the ink. Kosher, that's okay. Whether it's on the inside of the letter or outside. But you have to know, there's only kosher b'diavad. If you could fix it, then now you're back to the chatchila. For tzarech tikun, you should fix it. Therefore, if there's a hole afterwards, the hole came into the parchment, and now next to the letter, there's no parchment, just ink, and air, but it's thick. There's a lot of ink there. Megarer kitzasavyo, so scrape off some of the ink. V'yesho hekagil, now there's parchment next to the ink. The ain't shir la'avyo, there's no requirement of how thick the oisa should be. V'da od, you should know further. The tikun moila filom nichta l'chadchila b'lehekagil. Even if you wrote it without the parchment next to it, it could still be fixed. Gagon, chaf pshutably hekav. Let's say you wrote a chaf sofis and it reached the end of the parchment. So now there's only air beneath it. And it was written that way. V'huadin sha'ar oisios, and this is true of any ois, bein ba'orchon o ba'ovin, whether it's to its length or its width. Im tishar tzuras o'oisale, as long as it has the shape of the ois, moicheik v'goyrer. Afterwards, you'll erase or scrape off the ink from the edge, so you'll have parchment between the ink and the air. V'lohavi shol kesidim zen, we don't consider shol kesidim because it retains its surah all along.